Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Summer House, the original Summer House, since we're also rehashing Martha's Vineyard. And I have to slap myself on the wrist, on the hand, because I've been like not giving this season its props. And I think we're going back to original Summer House, especially with this mid-season trailer. When Leah and I never text about the shows,
No.
and we went back and forth a few times about the mid-season trailer because it was so good.
Like, it looks like there's some comedy, but so much drama. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. So, so excited.
It doesn't feel real because we are not used to getting fed with more recent Summer House. But here we are. And I was also really worried about, the divorce. Wasn't a divorce because they didn't make it. But the breakup. But I the more we see, the more I get it, the more I'm like they're both better off. I also am starting to I'm not turning against like I'm not turning Team Carl in this. I know, like I feel like I've been like really anti-Lindsay because she's been such a disappointment this season. Still feel that way. But I'm also like not feeling Carl as much either. I feel like there's been more that's giving me the ick.
I think Lindsay's just a little, she's a little more outspoken, and you can see what she's doing a little bit more. Like, okay, you can see she's acting awful. Carl's a little sneakier.
He
So,
is sneaky.
yeah. And I'm not excusing Lindsay's behavior because we can just say it until we're like blue in the face that she said some fucked up and did fucked up things, but I'm not giving Carl a free pass either here.
No.
He,
No.
I've just seen, I mean, I can almost understand her frustrations because I think any opportunity he has to also kind of throw Lindsay under the bus, he does.
Well, and I mean, Carl 2.0 is great and all, but the part of Carl that we still never saw, even in the last reunion, is the Carl that really rides for Lindsay. I mean, like, yes, he was on her side and all that, but like even versus Kyle, he never really took a stand. Like they keep showing that flashback of when Kyle's like, when some people are little bitches, like he's talking about your fucking fiance and he literally just called your girl, the woman you're about to marry, your best friend called her an actual bitch and you didn't do shit about it. Like, you're a fucking punk.
Yeah, even if he didn't scream at him, which whatever, we never even saw him have a conversation with Kyle about how fucked up it was. I don't remember that from the reunion, it being really
No.
brought up.
No.
Like,
Yeah, but they keep showing it though, because it
you
was
couldn't
really fucked up.
send
They
him.
talked about Danielle's reaction about it, but not.
She was more angry. Like, you couldn't pull Kyle aside and say, dude, you gotta apologize. That's not freaking cool at all.
Yeah. I Carl 2.0 is sober, which I love. He laughs over Carl. He's working out. Cool, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about Barry's gym. All right. Barry's. But other than that, I mean, yeah, he's like really into his babe. Babe, babe. But like, I don't know. It felt a little not performant, but like it felt fake. Like the more I'm seeing the stuff about Carl, like them now knowing like how it ends, and it's like you can't just like you don't just do that, you know? But I mean, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I mean, we're still not, we don't know. But the more as we're leading up, it's like I understand calling it off. I understand pushing the engagement back. I understand all those things. What I don't understand is like how you all are acting like this when you're like a couple months, few months out or whatever, and you're not like you don't know yet. Like, I mean, you he has to know right now that this is probably not going to. I don't know. I feel like there's ways to go about it. And
And like,
I don't know.
well,
It just
we've
shows like
said,
another reason of like Carl not being for Lindsay. I don't know.
well, and we've said, like, you know, it's obvious why they shouldn't be together and get married. And everyone on the cast, you know, has said, like, you'll see, which we're seeing. But I like Lindsay is a blindly loyal person to almost a fault where all these red flags were popping up, but I think she still was probably partially blindsided because she's like, well, we made a commitment. It's gonna, once we get married, it's gonna be fine. This is, we just need to get married. It's gonna work out. He's doing cute things like surprising her at her bridal shower, which again was a camera thing, I personally think.
Oh, it feels fake.
You're telling me like at that point, he didn't have a single like gut feeling that or inkling that he was gonna call it off a week later after everyone already like couldn't get their money back on like their hotels. The groomsmen got their suit fitted and all. I don't know.
Yeah, I just
And I'm sure he was going through a lot, and I understand maybe he had mixed emotions, but I don't think it's fair to also shit on Lindsay for it. Like
Yeah, it
we can't praise Carl and then be like, well, Lindsay should have saw it coming. Well, she probably thought because he proposed that, you know, for better or worse, isn't that what marriage is? So, I mean, I'm glad again they're not together because oof. But I don't
Yeah, it's, and I guess it's more so watching how he talks about it in the after show to Carl that makes me look at him a little bit like, I don't know, he's kind of got some digs. Now, let me be, I'm still, I think that Lindsay is dead ass wrong for what she keep saying to Carl, not owning it, still now, today, and today, like not owning it.
and shit talking to the other castmates about him.
Yes. So, like, I totally get it. I'm just saying that I'm not Team Carl. I'm honestly like on neither their side. And I'm
I
just
think.
like, I don't want to watch it. I just want that to be over. That's my least favorite part about this because it's just Lindsay talking about his sobriety is so gross. It's so dark. Carl and I'm talking about in the sex life stuff. Like, it's Lindsay's just too open. Like, I don't think she's trying to dog Carl, but I'm also like, okay, Carl, that's like a red flag, right? Like, you were having all those red flags come up too. Like, you can't, like, y'all, like, no one's getting off in y'all's sex right now. Like, what the hell? And a 2.5, Lindsay? I don't know. It's I'm happy that they are both seem to be doing fine. But they're like my least favorite watching right now.
No, because it's an
Actually,
absolute train wreck where I'm like, oh God, speed this up where they break it off because it's hard to watch every week.
where this week Kyle and Amanda were so entertaining for me to watch. This week there was so like this was so Kyle Amanda heavy. I will give Amanda that. She showed up, she worked a little, mostly Kyle, as always. Kyle's always working, apparently. Yeah.
His job.
It's his job. He takes his job seriously. Amanda's in bed just like she is with Loverboy. It makes sense. But we start off the episode still at the dinner where they're talking about Kyle moving to New Jersey and not wanting to go to the suburbs. And he says that he doesn't even know what he wants out of this, which I think is wild that you're having this conversation so openly with everyone there on it's filmed.
Well, also, you've been married for
What
2 years, and
do you mean you don't
what?
know what you want? And when he said that, Lindsay said, like, you don't even know if you want kids. Like, you don't even know if you want kids. And
Which,
he doesn't, he can't even answer
Lindsay,
it.
love her too. She knows
They
this is
both do
stuff
it to
we
each
need
other.
on
They do
camera.
it to each other. That's what they're both so New York. So New York City,
They're
little
both
city
wannabe top dog.
alphas.
Yes.
OGs too, but yeah, he couldn't even answer that. And he was saying that his
Can you?
biggest fear of moving out there is not have anyone to talk to because Amanda won't talk to him, which I
Which,
believe.
yes, valid.
I think she's at the point where she's like, I don't fucking like you, but I'm not going to divorce you and start all over. It's too much. Like, never gonna happen because I do love you, but I don't fucking like you. You stay in the city, do whatever the fuck you want, give me a couple of kids, and we're gonna stay in New Jersey. She's fine with him coming month, like maybe occasionally in the month, and her just, it's, and Kyle knows that. And that's why he's like, we need to get our communication right and be on the same page before we do, because I think he does see, okay, you going out there and me staying here is just the start to the end.
Well, yeah, and she's, like you said, totally fine with that. And he's like, no, I don't, that's not how I want things to be. Like, I don't
He's
want us to just,
trying.
I don't want us to live separate lives.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, I was gonna say I don't see much compromise on Amanda's end, but I also don't see much on Kyle's end either.
No,
Because I
neither of
mean,
them want to.
neither of them will. Because I'm like, is there just a borough that you all could just like decide on, compromise on? Do you need to be in the city? In the city? But I'm sure Amanda's like, I want to be in New Jersey. She has to be with her parents because she wants the help from her parents, which I get that. But you married someone that doesn't live in New Jersey. And also, did y'all talk about this before y'all got married?
I don't
I'm
think we
sorry. I'm
did.
sorry. Did y'all have a plan? Oh, God. So, I about died when they were on the beach and they talked and they were going back and forth. And Kyle told her that he thinks that she's, what did he say? Oh, that her stance is bullshit. Because she said, you just, I don't know, something about like not agreeing with me. And he's like, yeah, about her stance. And he said, your stance is bullshit. But what are your thoughts about him staying out till 4 a.m.? Like, would you have been upset about Sam staying out till 4 a.m.? Just like how what happened these last two times, the Carl's bachelor party and with on not Andrea, it was Jesse who was out with.
Look, would I be irked and annoyed, especially if he was not responding to me? I'd be like, Come on, dude. Like, also wanting to know if the person's safe. Part of me also is shh. At some, I don't know. It's like her one thing that she keeps coming back at him for, and that it almost feels like he's just doing it to be spiteful. I think if she didn't make a big thing about it, like was super just like ignored it, I almost feel like Kyle would be a little like, ooh, I'm not gonna say out late again, but the fact that she keeps doing it and it's the one thing that bugs him so much, he's doing it on purpose now because otherwise, I don't know, he's just being a dick about it, I think, too.
That's interesting. I think it's like he, I feel that she, maybe it actually doesn't happen as often as she does make it seem like. And he does do this like occasionally, and every time she just gets upset. And maybe it's just more upset when it's in the summer house when they're going out like this and it's filmed and she maybe feels like it looks a certain way. And he's not answering the phone, and that's like
Which,
the PTSD, like she said,
come on,
the
dude.
therapist, which we'll get to that. But
Give her a text back.
that's what I find really like,
that's what I would
that's
actually
what
be
I,
really
yeah, it's
pissed
like,
off
just
about.
talk to me. Like, as long as you're telling me, like, hey, me and Jesse
Well,
are bar hopping and we're going to another spot, don't wait
and
up.
I think it's difficult for her because I think there's constantly rumors still going around about Kyle being unfaithful. Are they true? I obviously
I
can't
know.
say, but there was a rumor last year that was floating
So key.
around. So I'm sure that also makes her insecure, which understandable if your significant other, it would make you probably be even more worried when they're out late drinking without you.
I just, I mean, it's worry. It worries me. Well, it would if I was her friend or her family member, her mother, that she is like this about it. And not because what Kyle's doing is okay, but just, I don't know. Like it, you could tell it still bothers her so much about the cheating. And I know she goes into saying that, it's not that he cheated on me. Everyone's always saying it's about that, but it's the PTSD that came with it. Like, it's easier to say that he cheated on me than to tell you all a sad sob story about all the stuff that happened after that. It's like, shut up, Amanda. I understand what she's saying, though. I like saying that it's like now I'm worried about him going out. It's not like I get it. It was a like he made a stupid mistake, but like it's not gonna change the fact that I worry about what he's doing and I don't trust him is really what it means. Like you don't trust your husband. And that's what the
Well,
big issue is.
because what are we, is this season 8?
Yeah, I think so. In 8 or 9.
It's
I don't know. We
crazy
should
to me
know that.
that season something that happened season 3 now, or was it
5 years
four?
ago, they said, I think.
Three. Yeah, it's just that clearly this is not saying you should ever get over it, but that it seems like they don't talk about it that much. And it's weird that last season, the season before, we never really touched on him cheating, and now all of a sudden this season, this is a real like sticking point of
Yeah,
why
it's
their
like,
relationship's so fractured.
which I'm wondering if it's kind of what you're saying about some of those just the rumors being out, and that just like just not wanting to break fourth wall and say that people are talking about
Which I
that,
wish they
but
would,
me
because
too.
everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know. We don't know anything. We just see them arguing and saying that Kyle's lonely, which I really do think they like each other, like they love each other, but I don't think Amanda's. I think she's got the ick from Kyle. I do. I think that she was kind of into it for a little bit and she thought he was going to outgrow a lot of this shit. He's not.
Well, I'm sure she didn't think that she also was still going to be on this show and win her house for this many years that he'd, yeah, like you said, eventually grow up. They'd be starting a family by now, kind of not being on a TV show.
Yeah, she don't need the money. We know she got a trust fund. But Kyle's a worker, you know. What did you think about them actually having a therapy session?
I mean, about damn time, clearly.
He got that set up quick.
Yeah. Well, it's good that they finally did it though.
And that they filmed it. So thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, because I didn't like that shit, Amanda. I didn't like that shit that you didn't want that filmed. And I love it. We got that filmed. Thank you, Kyle. I like that the dogs were laying with them
Right.
during it. I thought it was really cute. But really all I got from that was that they both are insecure and they work on their communication. Did you watch the Watch What Happens Live with Kyle on it and Wes?
I don't know if I finished it now that I'm thinking about it. I can't remember now.
There was a question to Kyle that said, oh no, it wasn't even a question. Andy just asked him, are you still lonely? And like, do you still feel lonely? And he said, you know, we were in
Answer
a
the
really
question.
bad place, but like, we're still working on it. Like they're still working on it. I was like,
Basically,
oh no.
yes.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I'm so lonely.
And I thought it was weird that Amanda wasn't in the audience. She's at home with the dogs.
Yeah. But he was there for hers.
Okay, we have to talk about it. What are your thoughts about the picture? About her not having pictures of him on Amanda not having pictures of Kyle on his phone, on her phone. Wait, Kyle first. Opening her phone, looking through her photos, and then noticing that there aren't any photos of him.
So it's really funny because Sam and I had picture like our screen saver on our phones were like our just pictures of each other. And the other week I
Oh.
noticed like he didn't have one of me. I was like, uh-oh, what are you trying to tell me? Like totally kidding though.
That's
I mean,
hilarious.
I get to a point where it'd be nice to have like. Do I think Kyle needed to cry about it? No, but I can understand where he was a little like, oh, well, like if he had to dig deep to find a single photo. I mean, I guess you'd have to dig deep on my phone too, because I've just got random freaking screenshots and pictures of Bodhi, but I don't, it just, maybe it just seems like he doesn't feel like appreciated by her, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
torn
it's
on
cute
this one.
that you and Sam have each other's background. I think it's really funny because I'm the one who I take the pictures of my partner. Like I take pictures of Jake. He doesn't have social media, he only has Twitter. And he doesn't post any pictures of himself on that. So he's not like he doesn't. So, but I'm like, I want to show him off, you know. But so he's never posted, like, he never posted a picture of me. He doesn't have pictures of me like that at all. He's never like, oh, let me get a picture of you, like right here, you know, like I would have to ask, like, you get a picture of me. So I get like Kyle feeling a little bit like, oh, like, oh, it's kind of sad, you know. But when if I were to open Jake's phone, there would be pictures of me in there, you know, like it wouldn't be. So like I think it's I wonder if he's being a little dramatic saying that there was none. And also, like, what kind of pictures are you wanting? Like, just of you? Like, a picture, like, just to like a thinking of you, or pictures of you two together? You watch the after show.
Yes.
So when they were talking about this on the after show, I thought it was really the girls I thought were funny. Sierra and Paige were like, what is wrong with you? Like, she's like, I try to feel bad, but I couldn't. But Carl and Kyle was like, maybe I was being a little like dramatic, whatever, but like it made me sad. I understand that. Carl goes on to say that he also felt the same way with Lindsay, that
I call fucking bullshit. I'm
okay,
sorry.
but did you catch that he was like, I mean, I was the one, like, I was taking all these pictures for her and doing all this for her, and they're showing like the pictures of, and it like that was the part that sounded so weird to me. That was like, why are you? I don't know. It sounded like, oh, so that was like all for to like make her, try to make her happy for like show for,
Well,
I don't
that
know.
would
It just
just
sounded really,
weird
oh,
to
so
me
you didn't
because
want to do that.
I feel like I remember them constantly putting pictures of each other
Yeah.
together.
I,
And
yeah, not
sure.
just him. Yeah.
Oh my God, I knew what each one of them were doing all day because she constantly was
But he
posting
said that
pictures.
he was the one doing it. And he was the one initiating it only. And I'm like, I call bullshit. But also, and I mean, maybe he's saying, well, I was the one like taking the pictures or the one like saying, but I'm like, but she did pose a lot.
Yeah,
And I, there's no
anytime.
doubt that, come on. I
Well,
don't know.
and
That's
yeah,
weird.
honestly, if there's a picture of like me and Sam, half the time it's he's taking it just because he's taller and can take a better, angle.
Yeah.
But I just don't totally buy that from Carl. Amanda, yes, because rarely do I see her post pictures of him. Not like it doesn't matter. Does it
Of
mean she
anything.
doesn't love him any less? But
We, girl, we
no,
know you love him. You're staying with, you married his ass. Come on.
Carl and
After he
Lindsay
cheated on you.
love bombing and
Oh my
very
God.
into posting pictures of each other. So
Yeah. I'm
yeah,
literally about to look at Amanda's Instagram right now and see. Because I know, and it's funny because I bet you that's like, I know that they haven't, she's been posting pictures with him lately.
yes.
And it's probably because of that. But yeah, I see them. But that's an example of like feeling like she doesn't like him. He's like, she doesn't like me, which I don't think she does either. So, yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about from Kyle and Amanda?
No.
Did
Who would
you like their little fight though at 4 in the morning when,
Yes.
especially when he's like, hi, I'm sorry. And she's like, what time is it? After we see she already checked the phone. Like, she's already knows what time it is.
He was
And
like,
he checks
so I think someone posted it was like, when
it.
you're a little kid and you come to your parents' room and say that,
I threw
like,
up.
yeah. Or
I
like,
know.
I have a project due tomorrow and it's 9 o'clock at night or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I died. And she said 3:55 and she said, fuck off.
Well, the fact that they just got in a fight about it and then he did it the week later, like, come on.
Especially since everyone else went back besides Jesse, who brought back a girl. Like, come on.
Well, it's like, I can't be on your side, Kyle, when you do it the next week.
It was so fucking funny. But that was, I liked them going out. Like that group that went out, it was Kyle, Paige, Jesse, Danielle, and Carl. And that's when Paige said that this is like the most that this group has gotten along, like everyone. And it shows.
I
Like,
mean,
look how much better a season we're having because the women are getting
minus
along.
the two couples, like, this is, yeah, the best the cast has gotten along. It's
Evan Ferber.
it's crazy because we have a couple that's breaking up in like four episodes. So
No, 4 episodes. Oh my
I don't know if
God.
it's four, but
I know, but soon.
soon.
Soon. Did you see that Kyle said on Watch Happens Live that he's down to cut his hair at the reunion?
I know it'll be interesting if he keeps his
Oh, I'm
word.
sure he will.
Andy
I'm
won't let
sure
that
he
shit go.
will. And you know, Kyle loves the attention. He's gonna love the
Yes.
spotlight on that. Yeah, it's not good. So he needs to cut it. Okay. Let's talk about Sierra and Wes. Because Wes was also on Watch Happens Live. Are you still liking Wes, or are you kind of still going backwards on Wes? What are your thoughts this week?
I'm still a little mixed on him. Do I think he's a great addition to the cast? A 1,000,000,000%. But there's still a little something that just rubs me the wrong way about him. Just in as regards to the way he's treating the Sierra situation, as if just because he's been a nice guy that he deserves for her to sleep with him. That's not how it works.
So from Watch Robins Live, they didn't give any details away, but I'm having a feeling like they are still together. But I have no idea. From in the episode when he got together with his aunt in the park, we learned a little bit more about him. And we learned, and maybe they said this in episode one and I missed it, about Wes, but that he's, we play football. Football was life for him. I missed that. I didn't miss that he was
I do not recall
from
that at all.
Montana or whatever fucking state it is. Sorry if you're from Montana. But I think that's where he was at. I think that's what it said. And his aunt was like, straight up, you know, you didn't care about it. Like, you didn't really have a job. You didn't do anything, but all you cared about was football. I was like, ugh. He's like a football guy. It's like, really? It's like, okay, that gives me a little bit of a red flag. And then that he hadn't had a girlfriend since he was like 20. And I'm like, and you're like 30 or what? Like, how old are you? It's like, okay, red flag, red flag, red flag. So we'll see. But even on Watch Happens Live, there were some things I liked, but okay, this was a red flag. Andy asked him if there's anyone from the Bravo world that he has thought was cute or has just gotten to know since joining outside of Sierra. And I thought he was going to take some time. He answered it very quickly and said, Jordan from Martha's Vineyard.
That's right. And I don't know if I fully trust her quite, but we can get into her more when we do Martha's Vineyard. So I was like, that was an odd one. Now that you reminded me that, I was like, that was kind of an odd thing to say.
And it was quick. And he said that they've kept in touch since, and that
The winter, it was since the Winter House premiere
Winterhouse.
party. He wasn't even on Winter House.
Nope. Yeah. And they've been talking ever since, you know, just so it means that they'll occasionally, and she's in New York, right?
Well, and the other day, Andy like posted a story. He was like walking around in New York and he walked past a bar and Amir and West were together drinking. Did you see that?
Oh,
Yeah, Andy's like, look who I stumbled into.
that's fucking hell. We need to move to New York. God damn. Let's quit our jobs. Let's sell
We'll go
everything.
to what is it, Tribeca?
Yeah, the up and coming. The, like, well, we gotta go some, we gotta do something, you know. We'll make it work. We'll make it big. We'll try to get on the show. We'll try to do something for Watch What Happens Live. We'll be the
Yes.
forever bartenders. I don't care, but I don't know. There's still something about him that I don't know. What about Jesse?
He gives huge like fuck boy vibes.
Yeah, it's actually all the girls that he goes out on dates with. And okay, I do want to say though, I low key, and I think I said this last time, but I felt it again. And I felt like this episode was just another example. I feel like Paige likes that Jesse. I think she kind of has like a
Oh, a
mini
million percent.
little crush.
She loved when Carl had a crush on her. Yes.
Yeah. Like I think she that's I think that's the reason why she went out. I was like, why did Paige go out? Sierra stayed in, Amanda
And
stayed in.
Amanda? Yeah. I was very surprised that she went out.
I was like, Craig's not here. No one's celebrating anything. Why are you going out? I mean, she's her own person.
Yes.
But I thought it was sus. And I thought it was also very sus that when they drove together, that was weird. Which that was last, that was a lot. We talked about that. So I mean that, and then the, I don't know. I don't know. But Jesse, I think it's funny that he brought a girl back and literally sent her on her way. She didn't even, I mean, maybe she had a place to be, maybe she had to work in the morning, I don't know.
But you know
But
what?
that
It
was,
was giving early season summer house
oh yeah, I
vibes.
loved it. I was like, I mean, I was like, I was totally here for, oh yeah, cover the camera. We get to hear a little bit of him saying like, oh, you're good at that. It's like, oh, gross. I was like, do it. But I was like, this is, raunchy. Like we like that is early summer house. Like the hookups, the hooking up in the hot tub, making out, people watching you, making out. That's I also loved seeing that Sierra was like, oh my God, they're like full on making out, or maybe that was Paige. Or maybe it was Amanda. But it's very funny. I saw people judging him for old girl, like sending that girl out right away and not staying the night. And I'm like, y'all not watch Jersey Shore?
Right. That's
Cabs,
what
yeah. Get the
it's
cab.
like pretty much what Kyle did on the main to the very
Amanda
first
all the
season.
time. Yeah, we never saw Amanda in the
I
way.
don't care. It's fine.
Yeah, I
Let him
know.
be.
Yeah. But I it seems like in the mid-season trailer though, he does get a scare for his cancer. So hopefully that
Everything's
everything's
okay.
fine and they
Yeah.
didn't find anything or didn't, that would be terrible. I do like that him and Wes are ended up being close, but could be for the wrong reasons. Could be that could be the reason why Wes started to fall off. Closer he
Yeah.
got with Jesse. I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else from this episode. Oh, what about the beach volleyball game? The surfer bros and the lifeguards.
Was fun. I love when they do
I didn't.
little.
I do too, but I didn't like the name when Carl goes into surfer bros. I'm like, you got chicks, like just. But
Right,
I like they
yeah.
changed it to the surfers. But yeah,
Well,
I.
I love that Jesse and Carl were just trying to, in their confessionals, just talk about how much each one of them loved how good they were at volleyball.
In high school.
It's like, okay, you're almost 40, Carl. Gotta move on.
I'm sorry, Jesse, but you sh I don't want to hear you say Junior Olympics ever again.
Right.
You're not allowed to say Junior Olympics. And what did you think about Kyle's flat white ass?
Okay, I didn't even really notice it in the episode, but then watch what happens live when Andy Cohen could not stop saying it.
Yeah, he's like, what's wider than Kyle's ass? Is it tell me if the item is wider than Kyle's ass. And it would be like, I can't even remember, like a sheep. Someone's like they would do I can't like milk or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the other person had a guess. I guess it was Wes. And I'll it's kind of obvious. His ass is white, but some of the stuff was like white.
Yeah.
But yeah, his ass was white and flat. And apparently that's a runs in his family that they're known for the flat ass. I was like, keep that to yourself, Kyle.
Right.
Nobody. Also, we had one of our listeners. I don't know if you saw this on our Instagram inbox, but we had one of our listeners remind me about last episode. We didn't talk about it. She asked what our thoughts were on the prank that Sierra and Paige did on Kyle with the Saran wrap. And I honestly completely forgot about that.
Same.
And I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was one hilarious that Sierra was like, oh, you thought this was gonna get me? Like, you think I'm fucking stupid to
Yeah.
Craig. But I love how like they were gonna make sure Kyle got it. And it was funny.
And Kyle of all of them was probably the most fun to do it because he just went with it,
Yeah, he said, you sluts.
you know?
Sluts. Yeah, no, I just thought that was really funny. And it's nice. Everyone's just getting along. We're able to have moments like this. The relationship drama is a relationship drama. You know, like there's always gonna be relationship drama in these, like that's the drama. Like we're fine with friends fighting too, as long as you're making up. Like we're gonna see some arguments. It looks like Danielle comes at Paige and says, it feels like you're giving Craig nothing, but it could be the edit. You know, the edit likes to tease
Yes.
us. But it did seem like she said that. So it seems like there could be some fights, but mostly it seems like relationship drama. Did you have a favorite of the episode?
You know, I'll give it to Paige. She's been grown on me.
Yeah. I'm totally, I get that. Did you have a favorite moment from Paige this season, this episode?
Not a specific, she just the more that she's like engaging, like in conversations, that the more fun she's being.
Yeah, I'm not feeling as much like fakery from her. I don't know, it was just like her getting along with Lindsay, but kind of feels like that. Like even when she talks to Kyle, she's like pretty straight up, you know. But Paige does seem like a really good friend. Those girls seem like really good friends, and that's why I hope that maybe Lindsay will be able to nestle her way in there. And because I think that they would all be really good on the show together.
Agreed.
But I don't know. I think actually give my favorite to Kyle.
Whoa, are you
Yeah.
okay?
I know. I don't think I've ever done this before, but you know, I'm feeling remember when I had like a moment and I started being like, I don't want to say sympathetic, but like, okay, I don't mind Austin Kroll.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I know that's really awful to say. I don't like Austin. It's just that I like what I don't, you know? I'm getting there with Kyle. The more, but not when him and Amanda are on good terms. I wish, I don't know. I feel like he is really trying and he's wanting them to actually get their communication on track. Even though a part of me, a small part of me, does agree with Amanda that he is just saying shit and he is just basically using this as an excuse to put off everything. But I don't know. I think it could all be true. Think Amanda isn't probably working that much. He's working a lot. Probably doesn't need to work a lot. But is working a lot. But also should be working because he is thinking about his future, which is pushing things out, and their communication sucks. So I don't know. I think Kyle is delivering just like Lindsay usually does. He's forcing Amanda to talk about their relationship. I really like that. I'm not a Kyle fan. I'm not there yet, but I've been really happy with how he's been this season. Maybe it is the mullet. Maybe I can't let him cut it. Did you have a least favorite?
It's a tie between Carl and Lindsay. They're both just trying to paint the other one in a bad light, and they're both succeeding because they're both making each other look bad, but
Yeah, because it wouldn't even be Amanda for me because it just I think it yeah I think it would be Carl and Lindsay. We're just gonna put them together. Rat, what was their Rat House?
yeah, Rat House.
Yeah, Rat House. Y'all gotta get it together. I'm just excited to see what's to come. I'm excited to see Kyle yell, "You're making it sound like I work for fun." Yes, I do. I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Same,
Anything else you want
agreed.
to talk about from the episode?
No, great, great season. We still are rehashing Martha's Vineyard, which is really heating up here. Vanderpump Rules and The Valley, which it's great that those shows follow each other because it's a perfect like pairing on Tuesdays.
Yeah, a messy Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. You all need to watch Martha's Vineyard if you haven't, and The Valley, because The Valley is giving. And I have a lot of thoughts on that. I know we're not podcasting that today, but I have a lot of thoughts from last night's
Same.
episode. I did watch them live. And who was on Watch What Happens Live last night?
Dodie and Tom Schwartz.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get
I
to
did watch
watch
it.
it.
I did watch it, and it wasn't, there wasn't, I thought there was gonna be more tea, you know,
There
or.
wasn't. Okay.
It just it, I'm still worth a watch, but it's
Okay.
just not as not much. What else are we just doing those? Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. All
Bravo,
Bravo.
Bravo only.
I am watching Vanderpump Villa still. Very good. I also did I tell you that I finished? I'm struggling. The Hamptons show,
Oh no, you told me you were watching it though.
Serving the Hamptons. Serving the Hamptons, yes. This season two, I think, of it, or three, and it's on Amazon Prime. Leah got me into the show. It's so good. This latest season was really good. I would do a rewatch of it because I was like, man, it's already over. I think it was only like five or six
Episodes, yeah.
episodes. But it was nice to watch when I wanted a little bit more summer house. I was like, this is the Hamptons. So highly recommend that. But really though, watch Vanderpump Villa on Hulu if you have Hulu, because it's really good.
Know I'm an episode behind. I haven't watched the latest and greatest, but
Oh,
my list. It's
it'll
on
be a
my
good one.
list.
What else are you watching right now?
We have actually been watching Deal or No Deal Island. It's
Is it good?
more interesting than I thought it was gonna be.
Can you explain what the premise is? Is it like a, is
So,
it like Deal or No Deal, but they're on nine?
yeah, so basically, there are competitions in order to get either immunity or in the bottom two. These prize cases that you get are added to the Deal or No Deal game that's played at after each the end of each episode. If you have immunity, you get to pick between the bottom two who gets to play against the banker. You pick a case as normal, you know how Deal or No Deal. I think if you
Wow.
go to the end, like you don't take any of the deals and You open your case. And if you don't take any of the deals, you open your case. That case gets added to the prize board, which is like 3 million or something right now.
Oh, shit.
But if you take a deal for the banker, if your case is higher than what the dealer or the banker gave you, you're kicked off because it's a bad deal. If your case is lower, you have to kick someone else off. It was a good deal.
Okay. I
And
saw this on
Austin Robb is on it.
he fill in?
He,
Without giving it away.
no, it's just Austin Robb is just
Being Boston
very
Rob.
good at fucking reality TV, man.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay. Is that on Paramount Plus or is it on Peacock? What is it on?
Peacock.
I've seen it. I was say I saw it somewhere. I just didn't know where. Okay. I'll binge that. I'll catch up. We've been watching a lot of Bar Rescue.
Oh,
Always go through
we
a little
watched
bit.
a couple of episodes of Wife Swap, which I forgot all
Oh, I
about the
love what. Yeah, we
show.
recently did a rewatch.
And then we've been watching an
Good.
old season of Hell's Kitchen too, just
Oh, fun.
yeah.
Yeah.
I love
I
Bar
can't.
Rescue though.
Yeah. Bar, well,
It's
there's
so
new.
bad,
I
but
was
it's
like,
so
oh,
good.
there's been seasons since COVID. I was like, I haven't seen these. And so it's I'm like, damn, they got mask on. Like this is newer. Anyway, we already talked about all of our shows. Anything else though before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us and until next time. Bye.
Bye.